92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Now, everybody's heard of the three-day rule, right? You go out with someone, wait a couple days before you call them or text them. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy is excellent at the three-day rule. He's actually gone so hardcore with it, he's waiting 8 years to call somebody back after a date.
What?
There you go. That's the way to do it. That's the way to make them wonder if they're kind of into you or not.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Almost a whole decade and then try to get him on the phone. Eric is on the phone with us. He sent us an email that he wants to try to get a hold of a girl that he went on a date with 8 years ago.
Whoa. Wow.
Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, yeah. long 8 years. But,
yeah. Why are you wanting to do this right now? Your email was very confusing. Why are you trying to call a girl that you went out with 8 years ago?
You know, sometimes someone just kind of sticks with you. You know, I haven't been, like, obsessing for 8 years, but I just keep wanting to know what would happen, you know? It's like the door is still open a little bit, and I just want to see if it should just be closed or we should open it full on, you know?
How is the door still open after 8 years? I mean, she can have, like, multiple kids. She couldn't even live it. Like, do you know this girl still?
She could be a man by now.
True!
She could have completely gone under a change and be a dude right now.
That's true.
Did you guys go out on more than one date? Did you date for a while?
No, we only went out once.
And the date was so special in your mind that you've been thinking about it for eight years.
It was a great date. It was great.
What did you guys do?
We were both at this concert, and we met there, and we were dancing along, singing along. I saw that we were both kind of mouthing the words to the same song.
Like everyone does at the concert.
Yeah. How romantic.
I know, that sounds super romantic.
But we both were at the bar to get a drink and just started talking a little bit. And before I knew it, neither of us were paying attention to the concert as much as just really talking and connecting and kept hanging out even after the concert. And ended up kissing. It was just like a kind of fun, magical night.
Yeah, it's one of those experiences, I guess, where you look back and you're like, wow, man, that was really cool. She was awesome. It was a nice night.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the thing
I've never had that before, but I've heard of people having those. So you spent 8 years. Why not get a hold of her sooner?
You know, I got her number at the end of that night, and it was just like an unfortunate series of events. I wanted to call, but then I couldn't because I had to go down to California for a couple weeks. And so I when I got back, I called her and tried to tell her through a voicemail, like, hey, you know, I wasn't trying to blow you off. I'd love to see you again. Sorry for the delay. And I just never heard from her again.
God, they had voicemail 8 years ago, huh?
Well, we still have voicemail now on our cell
phones. It's a joke.
So you think that you waited too long to call her and she was like, oh, screw it, this guy's not interested?
I guess. I don't know. But I was still excited at the prospect of meeting up.
Did you try to get a hold of her while you were in California?
No. I was down there because my brother was having some problems with the law. And I figured there's just a lot of questions for a first date.
You were busy. You were busy taking care of some family business.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That would be awkward. Can you imagine?
Hey, hold on a second. My brother's being detained right now. But I want to let you know I really liked you a lot. Okay, so you waited till you got back to call her, and she never got back to you, and you're assuming that that's what it was, that you just waited too long.
I guess.
But it sounds to me like you guys didn't actually go on a date. You just made out at a concert.
That's why it was so special, though. We just met at the concert. Like, neither of us expected to meet anyone. We weren't looking to... We were there to enjoy the music, and then we really connected. And, I don't know, it was... I was just so excited to get to know her more.
Have you, like, been able to find her on Facebook in the last 8 years?
No, I looked, but I don't know if I'm, like, misspelling her last name at this point. It's been 8 years. She might just be private.
Yeah.
I have her number still, but I don't want to be the guy that's like calling and calling after 8 years.
So have you been like rehearsing what you want to say to this girl? Because you've had 8 years to think about it.
Honestly, I haven't. I just kind of want to know where she's at. And I mean, because she could be married, you know, she could have kids. I like that's all a possibility. And I'm not thinking that if that's the case, like, anything would happen, but I just kind of want to know where she's at. And if she does happen to be single, then maybe we can go out and get drinks, get dinner.
What are you going to tell her? Like, if I'm just imagining, if I had a guy call me after 8 years, I'd want to know a little bit about why it took him so long.
Yeah. I mean, after 8 years, I just have to know. You know, I just, like I said, if that door is closed, I just want to know that it's closed.
Yeah.
I would love it if we could go out again, but I feel like I need some kind of closure with this.
There's probably no way it's not going to be awkward, but it could be flattering. It could be flattering that she's been on your mind for 8 years. She could be like, oh, that's so sweet.
Or it could be super creepy to her.
Yeah, either one. It could go either way. What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Rebecca.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call Rebecca, and get your second date update right after this, okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Welcome back.
Aww.
To today's second date update.
It's really weird.
That I guarantee you will probably be one of the most beautiful love stories ever to grace those weird little ears of yours. Eric is on the phone with us right now, and Eric has been burning with a fire deep inside of him for 8 long years.
Don't let that flame go out, Eric.
Wondering what happened to Rebecca, the love of his life, who he met one night at a concert.
Oh, the crescendo.
Their eyes locked as they sang along to the lyrics. They shared a beer and great conversation and even ended the evening with the most beautiful kiss the world has ever seen.
Fireworks.
And he called her and received no call back. And now 8 years later, Eric is left stunned, wondering what happened to his princess that night. And will she be his once again?
Aww. That was good.
Eric, does that really kind of recap what we just talked about?
Yeah, basically.
If you're just tuning in, Eric wants to do a second date update with a girl that he met 8 years ago. He actually went to California for a little while after they met, didn't call her until he got back, and he never received a call back from her. He thinks maybe he waited too long. Before I call her, it's been 8 years, so there's a high chance that she doesn't remember who you are because you guys only met for one evening. Do you have a scar on your face? Or like, are you missing an arm? Something that would maybe help jog her memory.
As far as things to jog her memory, the concert was a Flaming Lips concert.
Okay.
It was like during the summer, I'm pretty sure.
Even the details of the concert are fuzzy for you. All right, so it was a Flaming Lips concert in the summer 8 years ago that you met her.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial the phone right now, so we can get her on the phone and get your second date update. You ready?
Sounds good.
Here we go, man.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Rebecca, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Sorry, is this a telemarketer?
No.
I wish you were a telemarketer.
It's a radio program, radio show, morning radio show.
Oh, how'd you get my number?
I'll tell you that in just a second. But do you have a few minutes to speak with us?
Maybe if I know what this is about.
Well, we recently got an email to our show from somebody who wanted to reconnect with you.
Okay.
So weird,
this
right?
Is gonna be, I'm going to just tell you right now, Rebecca, this is going to be a very weird phone call.
It's going to get weirder.
Okay.
It's not bad.
But hang in there because it is not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad, you said?
It's not bad at all. Okay.
But it's weird.
You met a guy 8 years ago named Eric at a Flaming Lips concert in the summer, I believe. And Eric emailed us because he wanted to see if we could get a hold of you to ask you out on another date.
What?
Yeah, I know. It is as weird as it sounds. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. What that is if you go out on a date with someone and then you blow them off, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why.
You 8 years ago?
Yes. Apparently you met this dude at a concert 8 years ago. You guys hung out even kissed at the end of the night.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's a really long time ago.
It is a really, really long time ago.
You made quite the impression.
That's what we said.
Do you remember going to a Flaming Lips concert 8 years ago?
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like something I would have done. I mean, I went to a lot of concerts. I partied a lot.
So you made out with a lot of guys at a lot of different shows is what you're saying.
Yeah, I went to a lot of different shows and concerts, and I drank a lot, so I probably don't have the best memory for that.
Well, I'll tell you, at least according to this guy, you were at a Flaming Lips concert 8 years ago. You guys hung out at the bar, drank a little bit, even kissed to end the night. You gave him your phone number, said, call me later. He took a few weeks to call you because he was down in California doing some stuff. He says he called you when you came back, and he has not heard a thing from you since. And you've been on his mind for 8 years.
Like, he's been thinking about me constantly for 8 years.
He doesn't say constantly, though. He says that he's just like, you'll pop into his mind from time to time. And he's like, I wonder what happened to that girl, and I would love to see her again.
Oh. I mean, that sounds really sweet. I'm trying to remember, but nothing's really coming to mind right now.
Yeah, it was 8 years ago. Rebecca, I can let you talk to him if you want.
Like, call him up?
No, like he's on the other line listening right now. Eric, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, say hi, Eric. It's been 8 years. Yeah, say something.
Hey, how's it going? Still like the Flaming Lips?
Still like...
So awkward.
Hey, you said your name was Eric?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Hi.
You don't remember me at all?
I'm really sorry. I'm trying to jog my memory here, but...
We were at the Flaming Lips concert, and we were singing along. We got a beer together. We ended up kissing. You gave me your number. Brown hair.
Brown hair.
That's it, Eric? Like, any more descriptors?
Yeah,
we kept hanging out after the concert. We laughed a lot. You gave me your number.
I mean, I give a lot of people my number. It's been 8 years. There's been a lot of guys.
Did that come out wrong?
Rebecca, do you mean that how it sounds?
I mean, I've met a lot of guys. I've gone out on a lot of dates.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been 8 years. Eric, I don't think, was expecting you to stay celibate and wait for him all 8 years.
Oh, wait. Did you have a motorcycle?
No.
Okay. Damn, I thought we were going to get somewhere.
Dang it, it's a brown-haired motorcycle.
Just a guy with brown hair with a beard. No motorcycle. Is anything jogging your memory at all, Rebecca?
Honestly, I'm really sorry, but nothing's really coming to me.
I'm surprised you don't remember anything. We talked for hours. We really connected. It was special.
Do you remember what we talked about?
The Flaming Lips.
the concert we were at.
Of course.
I might have been pretty drunk at that point. I usually got pretty wasted at concerts.
Yeah.
So I'm really sorry. I mean, you seem really sweet, and it sucks that I can't remember anything.
Hey, Rebecca, what have you been up to these past 8 years? You single now? You got a husband, wife?
I'm single.
Awesome.
I guess in the past 8 years, a lot has happened, but I'm single now.
Well, then I need to ask if you'll go on a second date with Eric. Eric, would you like to go out with Rebecca again?
Absolutely, yeah.
Rebecca will pay for a second date if you'll go out with him again.
Oh,
do it. He sounds so sweet.
He's a stranger.
Oh, who cares?
He's not a stranger.
That's what dating is. You go out with strangers. It's just part of the game.
He's an old friend from 8 years ago that she doesn't remember at all. But who knows? Why not give it a shot, Rebecca?
You know what? He seems really sweet and cute. Sure. As soon as I find a sitter, I'd love to go out with you.
What?
as soon as you find a sitter?
Yeah, I have a couple kids.
It's been 8 years.
I guess it has been a while.
I mean.
Well, I guess I should ask again. Eric, do you want to go out with Rebecca still?
Oh.
You better say yes, Eric, else you're going to look like the biggest douche ever.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
That does not sound like
awesome.
Yes.
Well, successful second date.
You didn't say yes just because you're on the radio, right?
No. No.
You can hear it.
Yeah,
in the
Eric, if you've been thinking about her for this long, who cares if she's got like 8 kids?
One per year.
I'll go out with her. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right.
I don't know what to believe.
Well, we'll send you guys out on a second date. Rebecca, thank you for your time.
Thanks. I look forward to meeting you again, Eric.
Awesome. And we don't really have many details about that night. Both of them, it's kind of cloudy for both of them. So who knows? Maybe he could be the father of one of those kids.
No. That did not happen. No.